Good afternoon, Blazing Italian Jewelers.
Hey, it's Michael from RDI Diamonds. How you doing today?
Hi, Michael. I'm good. How are you?
Job. We're rocking. Yeah, we're rocking. Thank you so much.
Yep. Good. Good.
I'm looking for Mr.
Who
Anthony
you like
if he's available.
Sure. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Why can't I get this hold? Good afternoon, Blaze Dina Charlie Jewelers. How can I help you?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, big dog. What's a good word?
Everything's good here. How about you? What's happening there?
We're rocking, man. Well, you know what? Things are going okay. We're just doing it. We're hanging in. Life is good. Yeah, man. I haven't talked to you since our jail, dude. How was it?
It was great. We got a great time. Hung out with the crew for a little bit of time over at their booth.
Yeah.
Saw them over at dinner. And, we had a really nice time.
It was everything you wanted it to be.
That's it.
That's
great. We got a couple of nice bags. So.
Nice, buddy. It's
funny. Mick gives me a bag, and he goes, a few goodies inside. And I looked in there. I'm like, this is all the shit that I get when I'm up at your place.
That's right, dude. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Mick just announced he's leaving.
Oh, no.
Yeah, going to work with IJL.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, crazy. Been with me for 21 years, dude.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
So, isn't he he's a board member there, if I remember right.
He is a board member at IJL, yeah. And so, he's gonna lead up, I think they want him to lead up membership. So, give him a position. He'll be in touch with you. I'm sure he'll call you. I'm sure he'll call you trying to get you in that joining IJL in the next couple months here.
I'm sure.
So, anyways.
Wow. Gee.
Yeah, man. Everybody, everybody wants their own thing. I feel like everybody wants their own gig, you know.
But that's good. Good for him to progress.
Wants more responsibility. I'm out here wanting less responsibility, but...
Yeah, dude, I hear you.
But
who's gonna put together all the shows for you guys now?
Well, we'll have to find out. We're gonna find out, buddy.
Yeah. Is that gonna be you, or are you gonna be the head of customer relations?
Brother, no way. Not for me. Not for me, dude. I wasn't kidding you when I said I want less.
Yeah. So you're not the handshaker and the baby kisser then.
Well, you know what? Not for everybody, but I'd rather pick you guys up from the airport, go to the Ginny Brew House and have some beers and hang out and than have to do, I was once
get all suited up and do a special presentation for, everybody else.
I've already done it, bro. I did it for so long. I did it alongside Andrew for a long time. Before we really hit it off, I was traveling a lot more and doing things, and it gets tiring. It's old. It's tiring after a while.
Yeah, correct. And you got kids, too, and a family. You want to be around them.
Buddy. Yeah, I know. So, all right, well, I'm calling. It is time that we refresh the goods that we got in April on the long-term memo. So you have out, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think 5 items.
All right.
That are from April. I'd like to get those 5 back, refresh them, and get you new stuff.
We can do that.
Yeah.
If you don't mind,
I'll put a note in the system here. It should automatically email you what these 5 items are. Why don't you take a few minutes today, tomorrow, over the weekend, email me a list of what you want, and I'll get it done for you.
All right. That sounds good. That works. We can definitely do that.
Trade out, trade up, and figure out what we need.
That sounds good.
How are you guys doing other than that? Anything else specific you're looking for or need?
We are good. I think that 217 that you sent is going to be a little too expensive for the guy that we're working with.
All right. Yeah.
So if you're able to find something that's smaller, like a 1.5 or a 175.
Cool.
That's a GIA within, I think it was C, I forget what I emailed you, C5 to C8 maybe?
Yeah, yes.
I know you have it in the email. I forget what it was.
I do. I got
it. But if you can take a poke around, see if you can find a 175 or a 150, that would be a little better. We did give him information on the stone that we got, and he said, I think that's going to be out of my price range.
Yeah,
so
right. I get it.
We told him we'll keep working on it and see what else we can find.
Okay. Yeah. Right. All right. That makes sense.
So, what if you can't find anything? I think then what the play we're going to do is the stone that he does like that you guys own, we're going to offer to have it GIA certified. You know, we'll build in that cost into the ring, so to speak. But we're going to offer to GIA certify it then.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay. All right. Yeah.
So. But if you can find something, that'd be great.
Which diamond is it, again, that he wanted to have it GIA certified?
That's the brown one.
It's at 167, I think, right?
I don't remember which one. It's been Seth and Mark working with him. I just kind of have the info from through the grapevine.
Yeah, right.
I think it was the 167 that he did like.
The problem is, I don't know, Anthony, like, what does that actually come back? If you even send it to GIA, what's the color that actually comes back? Do they certify?
Right, I know, that's the problem.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think they do. I think they just do it as brown. Like, I don't think they put colors on their reports, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
like, besides the actual true color, not like the see-through, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right, I know. That's what I don't have any idea. So, all right.
So, I don't either. We're in the minefield together, dude.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's kind of crazy. But, anything else going on that I can do for you?
Not this second, but when we do get something, I will definitely let you know. You're always the first to hear about it.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Hey, I do have. Wait, I got one other question for you. Why did I send you? Why did I send you? Like 2 weeks ago, I sent you a 170 round GSI-1.
Yes, because we sold a 161 round.
That's right.
Yes, I don't know if I got the report or not. I know I got the reports on the 80 pointers, both the 80 pointers. I don't remember if I got the report on the 161.
Huh.
Let me look through my reports here. 180. I don't see it in here. It could have come in a different shipment. But if you can just double check on your end for me to see if that one got out. But yeah, you sent the 170 to replace the 160, the 161 that we sold.
Yeah, I see the 161 FES, too. Weird. Okay. All right, cool. Let me see what I can come up with.
All right, sounds good. And
awesome.
I'm going to hang on to that 170 because we just got it, so I'm not going to give that back up yet.
Love it. Okay, buddy.
All right, but I'll take a look at the other the rest of the memo.
Yes, whatever I can do for you.
All right, sounds good, Michael.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Anthony. Talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, bro. Bye.
All right. Take care.